catching me out. And welcome to Barry Chapman, the plumbing boss. Nice to see you again, Barry.
Yeah, thank you so much. Yeah,
and you've survived the wet weather so far, but it's coming again.
Yes, I believe Thursday we're in for another little showering of moisture discharging from the sky.
Oh, is it?
Sure. And apparently it's going to be just as good as it was last week.
So we certainly are experiencing good rainfall. You know, one must always be, there's a positive in all the negative. So, of course, the damage is terrible. Mm. And one hopes to mitigate that by making sure that your plumbing appliance or your plumbing application is as it should be. Because so much damage is caused by blockages and the stormwater drains that aren't flowing properly, and then of course the erosion that follows, etc. You must have seen quite a lot of action this week.
Yes, yeah. On Friday we were running around sorting out things, and I arrived at the client's house, and the client asked me whether I'd just been pushed in a swimming pool.
Sure.
Dripping from everywhere, because when the time comes and you need to get stuck in and get the job done. Roots were probably the biggest cause of the issues this Thursday Friday. We had clients in some of our beautiful estates in the area with water running into their garages because the garage drain was blocked. Down the stairs, into the house, and out the front door.
Yo.
So these are the kind of things that you need to take into consideration. People go, but the pipe's sealed. How does water get into it?
You mean how do roots get in?
I mean, how does water get into it?
No, water's supposed to get into it.
Correct. How do roots get into it? You know, the pipe's sealed. So it's mechanical, you know. Those roots are powerful little things, and they're searching for that fresh water. And they start off with micro roots. And the micro roots, they are so small, they squeeze in between the rubber and the pipe and the fitting. Sure. They even force their way through some glued fittings as well. And once they're in and they into that water, it's just a matter of time before they break the pipe, because they just get bigger and bigger and bigger.
Nature is incredible.
Oh, it's fascinating. Absolutely fascinating. So some of you that follow us on Facebook would have noticed the extremely large root that was removed out of a stormwater line, and that flooded two houses. It was a 160 millimeter discharge pipe, and through some rapid thinking on my guys' behalves, they managed to dig open an area, locate the pipe, cut the pipe open, and pulled out this 3 meter long piece of root. Which gave a hell of a lot of relief to the poor homeowners who had been up for a number of hours sweeping water out of their house.
Wow. So clearly it is a question of maintenance, or it's prevention is better than cure. And if you're aware of the potential problem and you do a regular sweep of what can go wrong, it's a good idea to bring in a professional just to have a look. Will cost you a few bucks, but nothing like the cost of having to remedially go in and try and remedy the problem after it has become manifest. And of course the rain, well, continues to fall, luckily, but unluckily it continues to reveal all of those maintenance issues that should have been taken care of, possibly. And of course with hindsight everyone is wiser. Wow, we'll do it next time. Don't do it now. You know, forewarned is forearmed. Well, and I've just engaged Barry to come around and try and sort out some little issue at my place, because I've been thinking of doing it for a while, but now it really needs to be done. So that's cool. You've also got this this wonderful idea that we floated last show about a marvelous prize that you're putting up.
Yes, so with all the things going on with water and on and off and just a little bit of water security, we decided to do a tank and pump giveaway. So it's a 1,000 liter water tank with a standard pressure pump and then a very fancy little top-up valve that goes into your tank that assists with cycling the water in your tank. So people are always concerned about water stagnating in your tank.
Yes. Mm.
So it's an item called a tank buddy or tank assist. And it's got two floats on it. So you can set one float at the top of your tank, the top float at the top of your tank, and the bottom float you set 800 mils down the tank. So what this does is it consumes that 800 mils of water or further, whatever you set it at, and then starts filling the tank up again. So you get a bit of cycling of your water in your tank. So generally how they normally work is you have a top-up valve in the top of the tank, and it's like a toilet.
Yeah.
Flush it, you use water, it tops up.
And just to take up a couple of steps back, this is not a rainwater tank. This is coming off mains.
Municipal backup tank.
So you've got a good backup system of mains water.
Yeah, so you call it a water battery, if you want to call it that. Okay. Eh? So you've got your solar electricity at home with your battery. Now you've got a water battery to keep you with a little bit of water and keep your house pressurized to try to reduce the risk of you getting burst pipes inside your house when municipal infrastructure is turned down. So yeah, we've got the Tank Buddy, which is Water Component South Africa. They've kindly jumped in on the deal. They're quite excited about a little giveaway, so they're bringing in the Tank Buddy. And then we've got Africa Tanks, who proudly South African. They are the only company in South Africa that blow mold their tanks. So everybody else rotor molds their tanks. These are put into a blow mold, blow molded up, and they're unbelievably strong.
Wow.
I mean, myself, I've had the director of Africa Tanks give me a 14-pound hammer and told me to beat the tank anywhere I wanted to, and if I could break it, he would give me whatever tank I wanted.
Wow.
And it was myself and probably another 15 guys at a information evening, and that tank could not be broken after 15 guys repeatedly hitting it in the same area. So I was immensely impressed with Africa Tanks and their product.
So that you're going to be giving away one of those?
Yeah.
Wow.
1,000 litre.
How does one enter this marvelous opportunity?
So between Life and Style Radio and Chapman Plumbing, we're going to be putting up a little thing on social media. The mechanics of it we obviously still working on, and once we've got all the bits and pieces together, we will be releasing it to all our listeners and followers soon.
Sounds nice. Like a plan.
Mm-hmm.
Wonderful opportunity to invest in, well, not invest, to get it free, water security. And this is something that is going to be more on trend as things develop or as things unfold, because certainly in our beloved country, I think we're going to go a little bit further down the hill before we start going to climb to higher altitude and get things back on track. I'm not being negative, I'm being just practical.
Yep.
So you don't want to be the person that wishes that they had. Just literally follow Chapman Plumbing or Life and Style and enter the competition, and you, hopefully, well, we're holding thumbs.
And then don't forget, with your tank system and your top-up comes a pump. Okay. So we've got a nice Leo pump. They've just been rebranded into a beautiful grey and orange. And that's that was handed forward by Flomax Pumps, who's an unbelievable guy. I've been dealing with them for about 10 years. Plus, and so we've got a really, really good combo of product to go out into the market for that giveaway, and really, really looking forward to it.
Well, hopefully you will be the winner, but you've got to be in it to win it, and stay close to your radio for more information, because we'll be definitely punting it, and of course the social media, which is going to be carrying the instructions. Barry, lovely chatting again. We'll catch up in a week's time.
Beautiful. Thanks so much.